Well, I am with Michael Rosen and Anushka Ravishenka. They've just been performing in front of a very excited crowd of children. So, guys, how do you think it went?
It's nice. Yeah, I mean, it's lovely seeing London children get out of classrooms and the whole kind of oppressive atmosphere of SATs and everything else and just have a nice time and enjoy books. It's just so nice to have that kind of relationship with children, whereas sometimes, you know, when I follow my own children through classrooms, there they are, kind of tied to their desks doing all this boring stuff.
I'm going to the market with some money in my pocket. My mother's given me a lot of change. To spend it anywhere for, anything I care for, something funny, nice, or even strange. I don't know what to get, a cheap and tiny pet, a mouse, a fish, a pigeon, or a cat.
Reactions were great from the kids this morning. Michael, what do you think it is about Anushka's work that the children were reacting to?
Well, there's several things going on at the same time. It's really, really very special. First of all, there's the totality of the experience. There's Anushka's voice, which has got a lovely quality to it. Then there's the lovely rhythmic and onomatopoeic stuff going on. So that's there. There's tremendous typography going with the letters. And like any of us writers, we love to have excellent illustrators. And Anushka's got some real crackers. We've done some lovely prints.
My nose is made of plastic!
Something's drastic, something's drastic.
My ears are elastic!
Something's drastic.
And all together, in a minute. Okay, that was just a rehearsal. So here we go. One, two, three, four.
What strikes me most about Michael's work, having listened to it and also having read it before, it seems to be just the right thing for the children of the age that he's writing for, you know? It just seems to immediately, they respond so immediately and so beautifully. It's just joyful to see that, you know, they sing along, and it's just such a joy to see.
What is it about poetry that children are reacting to?
I think it's the music, isn't it? It's the music, it's the sound of the words, and also the images that you manage to evoke when you write it. But mostly, I think it's the music. It's the sound of the words, the rhythms, it's the whole thing.
Mm. And Michael, you're singing some of your poetry almost when you're reading it out. Would you agree with Anushka?
Singing, yes, if it can be called singing. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is if you think about children's language, quite a lot of what they hear, they must only be able to hear the sound of it and not understand the meaning of it. You know, I mean, this conversation we're having now, that for a 4 or 5 year old, they wouldn't understand what we're talking about, but they could hear the words and they could almost pronounce some of the words back without knowing what they mean. So in other words, children, many young children in particular, inhabit an area where language is, they perceive it only in its physical form. So if you produce a kind of language that is very much on the physical side, which is what we call poetry, you know, rhythm and rhyme and musicality, well then in a way you're playing on the children's home wicket.
Anushka, your books have a real Indian flavour to them with tigers and crocodiles. Do you think that it's important that children's books are reflecting a multicultural society or the society that the children are living in?
Yes, of course it is. The thing is that the way I started writing for children was because I found there weren't books in the Indian market that were about children in India and written in familiar context. And I think absolutely it's important that children read about all kinds of children from all over the world. And I hope that happens more and more, because in India children are very used to reading books from the West. I grew up reading Enid Blyton and reading about muffins and, you know, tarts and things that I'd never even seen. So, and children are still doing that, though. I mean, they're more familiar now with things because, you know, the world has opened up so much more. But I think it's happening less the other way, and I think it needs to happen more.
Yeah, well, of course, very interesting. We're in the context of a quite odious pronouncement by Dominic Grieve, the Shadow Home Secretary, talking about multiculturalism as if somehow or other it's failed. This is the kind of new right-wing agenda that we're living with. And it's quite interesting, because with children's books, you know, there is no choice. We have to create as many children's books as possible that reflect the diversity of the population here and ultimately of the world, because that's where and how we live. The idea that there is some alternative to multiculturalism where we just stomp up and down shouting about Britishness and it's great to be in the children's book world, where by and large there is a commitment and an understanding, whether it's through publishers, distributors, teachers, that we have to have diversity in children's books and in, you know, and discover new diversities where we didn't even know that we needed them. You know, there's a lot of work to be done, and it's great to be resisting that kind of nonsense coming from the right.